broken.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari. Ya Sasuranandana Braja Janaranjana Sasuranandana Braja Janaranjana Yasuranandana Braja Janaranjana Yasuranandana Braja Janaranjana Yamunatira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sukho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Radha Krishna Gogopina Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Gir Govardhana Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Navadvip Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Gangamayi Ki Srimati Kalki Devi Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki All glories to dissembled devotees. All glories to dissembled devotees. All glories to dissembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Garanga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. First Canto, 13th chapter, which is called Dhritarashtra Quits Home, and text number 24. Would someone like to lead the Sanskrit?
Shake down the mountain.
Given. Cha, and. Dara, poison. Daraha, married wife. Cha, and. Dustita, insulted. Hitam, usurped. Oh, usurped. Shetram, kingdom. Danam, wealth. Yesam, of those. Tat, there. Datai, given by. Ashubi, subsisting. Kriyat, is unnecessary. Translation. And purports by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. There is no need to give. There is no need to live a degraded life and subsist on the charity of those whom you tried to kill by arson and poisoning. You also insulted one of their wives and usurped their kingdom and wealth. Purport. The system of vanashram religion sets aside a part of one's life completely for the purpose of self-realization and attainment of salvation in the human form of life. That is a routine division of life. But persons like Dhritarashtra, even at their weary, ripened age, want to stay home, even in a degraded condition of accepting charity from enemies. Vidura wanted to point this out and impress upon him that it was better to die like his sons than accept such humiliating charity. 5,000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra, but at the present moment, there are Dhritarashtras in every home. Politicians especially do not retire from political activities unless they are dragged by the cruel hand of death or killed by some opposing element. To stick to family life to the end of one's human life is the grossest type of degradation, and there is an absolute need for the Viduras to educate such Dhritarashtras even at the present moment. Om Ajana Timurandasya Ganagana Salakaya Chaksarum Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gode Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Lam Haite Girim Yakvika Tamham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarana. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ooh, translation again. There is no need to live a degraded life and subsist on the charity of those whom you tried to kill by arson and poisoning. You also insulted one of their wives and usurped their kingdom and wealth. Usurped. So, first of all, I'm very glad to be here in your association and giving me this opportunity to serve you. And I pray for your benedictions that I can say something that is enlightening and pleasing to all of you, and pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, and ultimately pleasing to Krishna. So this is a very wonderful section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Vidura very strongly preaching to Dhritarashtra. So it's basically, don't waste this human form of life. You know, we have this human form of life, and in the human form of life only can we advance spiritually. So Vidura had this compassion he saw his brother, Dhritarashtra was actually his brother, in a very degraded condition of life. So he set out to preach to him, to help him. That's his compassion. And there are so many examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam of a great saintly person having compassion. Like Narada Muni, he had compassion on Nalikuvera and Manigriva when he saw him in a degraded condition, and he cursed them. But what was his curse? That actually sadhus, or saintly persons' curses, are benedictions. And he cursed them that they would become twin Arjun trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. And of course, we all know the story later. The Damodar pastimes when Krishna was pulling the churning, the grinding mortar, whatever it was. He pulled it through the trees and he knocked the trees down and they came out and they got to see Krishna and they offered very nice prayers. Narada Muni also with Murghari the hunter. So many stories, it's full. And of course, this ISKCON movement, it's being, you know, spread all over the world just by the compassion of one person, Srila Prabhupada. And he came, and just out of his compassion, and he preached so nicely to, with this compassion. So this, we should understand that in our preaching, we should have compassion. So Vidura, because Dhritarashtra was his brother, he could speak these very strong words. We can't always speak such strong words to people that we don't know on the street. They'll be turned off. They'll go away. They won't listen. So we have to actually understand our audience. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert at this. I heard a class a little while back where one devotee was saying that people are so intoxicated with material life. And just like if you try to talk to an intoxicated person, you know, you can't really, you know, break through and reach them. So sometimes you have to give them a little slap, and then they get the, then they have your attention. What? You know, slap me? So sometimes these sharp words are necessary just to wake somebody up out of their degraded condition. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert at this. I'm thinking of a few stories. One was, well, at the time his name was Randy. And he was a brand new devotee and he had been coming to the temple only a couple of times. But he came from a very wealthy family. Of course, he was like a hippie with long hair. And Srila Prabhupada was at the temple and they invited him up to meet Srila Prabhupada. So Randy came up and he, you know, into the darshan with Srila Prabhupada, and it was all, you know, like GBCs and sannyasis, and he was the only one there who wasn't shaped up. And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and he said, why are you a creepana? And so he didn't know what it meant, but Prabhupada, you know, started to explain. It means a miserly, somebody who's miserly. And he said it really just, you know, shook him up. You know, why is Prabhupada calling me miserly? And, you know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, very nicely started to explain and preached, and but he this Randy, he couldn't get it out of his mind. You know, Srila Prabhupada called me miserly. And he was thinking about this, you know, really woke him up. And then he was thinking, well, if he's, you know, such a highly elevated spiritual master, then he must be able to predict the future. And as he was thinking like this, Srila Prabhupada called to the devotee, he said, you know, bring me Srimad Bhagavatam. And he said, look up this verse. And it was the verse, and I think it's in the 12th canto, where it describes the symptoms of the age of Kali. And as they were reading it, you know, one of the symptoms that people will have long hair, you know, and think they're beautiful. And Prabhupada would see, these are the predictions. And he was very much, Randy, who actually later became Mahabodhi, he was very, like, impressed. But the thing that really got his attention was, you know, Srila Prabhupada just kind of poked him, you know, and said, you know, why are you a creepana? And Srila Prabhupada was very expert and had this compassion. There was this another, I was at this darshan in Vrindavan, and one devotee started to ask a question. He said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, in your sarup, and Prabhupada immediately cut him off. He said, sarup, why are you bringing sarup? He said, first follow the four regatta principles, you know, then talk about sarup. You know, and it was very, very heavy, but it was something that he needed, you know, just a little. And of course, we all needed to hear it. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert at that. Because sometimes, you know, there's the carrot and the stick. The carrot, you know, you get a nice taste and you hear Krishna pleasing pastimes. But if you're too much materially addicted, especially if you haven't heard much of the philosophy, you hear about the pastimes of Krishna and you think, oh yeah, those are very nice pastimes with a, you know, a boy and a girl, they're very nice. But in that intoxicated condition, you need the little slap. And Srila Prabhupada was expert at giving it. And we should also know that this whole material world is like that. Old age, you know, we should wake us up a little bit. Oh yeah, this is for eternal spirit soul, but this body is growing old. I'm not going to be here forever. Why, you know, make so many arrangements for the material body? And that reminds me of this. I really like this one time Srila Prabhupada. He came into an airport and he gave a little arrival address. And he said, so just like when I come into your country, I'm considered a foreigner. So we should all consider ourselves foreigners in this material world. And it was such a simple thing, but it's so deep. And it has so much you know, realization to it that if we really take this to heart, that, you know, we're not the body, we're just foreigners here. You know, this, like, Vidura is trying to wake up Dhritarashtra from his family attachment. And family attachment is very, very strong. Vlad Maharaj, you know, also speaks about it in the Bhagavatam, how it's very difficult to give up, and everybody, you know, the whole material world is just going on under this family attachment. But it's actually an illusion. It's temporary. And we're, you know, eternal spirit souls. We don't belong in this material world. It's a place of misery. We have these. And Krishna, out of his compassion, you know, he set it up in such a way that should, you know, wake us up that we have the, because we are eternal spirit souls, and we have these desires for unlimited happiness, we have something nice, you know, we don't want it to end, because actually the soul is eternal in this spiritual world, that the happiness and the pastimes there are eternal. But in the material world, it's always being, you know, cut short, and we're always frustrated in our attempts to be happy. Because happiness is only attained by serving Krishna, when we make him happy. There's a quote I wrote down here. It's from the Krishna book with the prayer. It's one of the prayers of Satya, but it's the chapter of the five queens married by Krishna. And she says, you know, the Lord can be pleased only by a humble attitude in the service spirit. So, you know, we all know there's so many examples about, you know, the hands applying food to the stomach, and we can only be happy if Krishna becomes happy. Otherwise, we'll always be unsatisfied, and you can just see, you know, in the purport, there, Prabhupada says, you know, 5,000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra, but now, there's one in every home. And actually, you see, any of you try to preach, it's absolutely true. And Prabhupada, he's very, puts it in a very nice way. You know, it says how there is an absolute need for Viduras to educate Dhritarashtras. And it's actually a like an invitation to preach. It's needed. And like I said before, it should be done with compassion. And even, there's this example of a burning house. If the house is on fire, even if you don't understand the language, usually you can communicate with somebody, you know, the house is on fire, you know, get out, there's danger. And if we actually have this realization that, you know, the material body, everyone's going to die, it's not a nice place, this is actually a prison house where we're supposed to be rectified to go back to Godhead. If we understand the urgency and the necessity, then we should be able to communicate with others that there's this need. So another nice point in this is about Vanashram and how it's set up to, what does it say here? Vanashram religion sets aside a part of one's life completely for the purpose of self-realization. So, of course, as devotees here, we've already taken that as our prime goal in life is to perform devotional service, you know, fully. But Vanashram is meant to gradually elevate people to devotional service. I don't know, I'm just trying to relate it here to Dhritarashtra. He was in such a degraded, you know, condition, and he was living in the house of his enemies that, you know, he had tried to kill in so many ways, but still they were so, you know, kind to him that they were letting him live there. And Vidura was, you know, just came in and, you know, really tried to shake him up, and it actually was successful. So, I mean, we should also, you know, take this to heart that Varnashram and Bhakti Yoga is above Vanashram. So if we're in Bhakti Yoga, we're already, you know, a both is it doesn't matter whether you're a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas. We can all perform pure devotional service, and that's the, you know, the essence, that's the ultimate thing that we should be striving for. But these things can be helpful in our devotional service. It reminds me of one time some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada about the Gayatri Mantra, and he said, you know, we have Hare Krishna Mantra, and that's the Maha Mantra for this age, you know, why do we need the Gayatri Mantra?